Almost 9 years after entering a court-enforced Americans with Disabilities Act work plan with the U.S. Department of Justice, Humboldt County has completed 93% of the required projects and will continue to remove access barriers. The status of the county's ADA compliance was updated at the July 22nd Board of Supervisors meeting. The county entered into a consent decree on ADA improvements in 2016, and 93% of the 1,535 projects identified in it have been completed. The federal consent decree expired in 2020 as the Department of Justice decided not to take further action. But the county's ADA work includes many projects not included in the consent decree. In 2021, the board adopted a 20-year ADA compliance plan on buildings owned and leased by the county. Some of the facilities with ADA improvements may not be occupied by the county in the future, and there's uncertainty about federal policy, as discussed in this exchange between Supervisor Mike Wilson and Assistant County Administrative Officer Karen Clower.
We may not be in those buildings forever, right? And we may be looking for new places to go, but they didn't seem to really be too concerned about the movement of moving beyond those spaces, which has had impacts in our ability to finance moving to new places. So in some ways, you know, this requires us to spend money on buildings that we don't own, some of which are beyond their lifespan technically. And so we're spending a lot of money on places we may not be under this consent decree from the federal government. My question kind of leads to now we have a different administration. What's our relationship with the DOJ? Is there actually, with all the firings of the DOJ and everything that's been happening there, how is there still an ADA group there? And second tier off of that is with the sort of the rhetoric and sort of the issues around what they consider diversity, equity, and inclusion, has there been impacts in the ADA programs at the federal level based on those new policies?
To answer your first question, we have not been in contact with the DOJ, and quite honestly, we hope to not have to communicate mm-hmm. with the DOJ over our ADA compliance.
The status of ADA law was further discussed in this exchange.
Some of the support networks are concerned about, and that would be like your Pacific ADA Center, your Northwestern ADA Center, that are funded through federal dollars. There is some concern that they may be losing a portion of their funding, but ADA has not gone away. It is a civil rights law. We are way behind the timeline established by the ADA to make our buildings compliant, and that's why we ended up in the consent decree.
I hear you. You know, the Voting Rights Act is also a civil rights law being mm-hmm. reinterpreted by this administration in very dramatic waves. So just because something is a civil rights law at the federal level doesn't mean that we're not seeing significant policy changes around its interpretation.
I've not heard of significant changes around the ADA at this point.
I hear you.
ADA projects in the fiscal year that recently ended include the Arcata Branch Library, Ronerville Airport Terminal, Juvenile Hall, and the Ferndale Veterans Building. The status of the consent decree and the need for keeping up with ADA fixes was discussed in this exchange between Supervisor Rex Bone and Clower.
Didn't we get relieved from the consent decree because of the work? I mean, we still have to do it. But because of the work you had done, the time frame we did it, and the way we approached it with the CAO and especially you and Travis doing this, aren't we released from the consent decree? It's not. I mean, we still have it, but it's not a shadow hanging over us anymore. Would that be the right term? Or
Yes, we've been released from the terms of the consent decree. Yeah. Part of the negotiations for that was the continued progress in making improvements. So that's something that we strive for each year, is to continue to remove some of those barriers that had been identified in the consent decree if we're still in those facilities. So what we don't want to have happen is to rise to the level of a complaint that reaches the Department of Justice and have them come back and reassess.
The total general fund cost of the county's ADA projects is $14.3 million, with $2.2 million in fiscal years 2025 and 2026. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.